Good afternoon, Rangel. It's April 3rd, and this is your COVID update. And Mayor Prasanka, and then we also have City Manager Von Bargen on the line, and hoping to do some more sharing of some good information today. So we've had a few major developments happen on the state front, and the main one is that the state has put down some guidance that says that the masks may well be helping, not so much the person who's wearing the mask from getting the virus, but actually the person wearing the mask stops spreading the virus. And so if you are positive and you're walking around and just breathing, they believe that there may be sort of an aerosoling that goes on where those droplets can be in the air. But if you have a mask on, then you're going to stop that those droplets from traveling around and potentially infecting somebody else. So the city is going to encourage folks to wear a mask if you have availability, or a bandana or anything that you can get to cover up your face and stop that from happening. And we are going to on Monday be having some discussions with folks in town to start producing masks and making a community-wide effort to come up with enough masks for both our medical center but also for the population, so that people have a mask if they're going outside. But if you have a mask now, put it on, and you may help stop the spread of the virus potentially. So that's from the state, and you can look for some more guidance from that on Monday. Lisa, do you want to add anything on that?
Sure. Just asking people to pay attention to the press release that's coming out today that indicates we're encouraging everyone to wear masks or some sort of cloth covering temporarily if they have it, and that in the days to come, we'll be following up with directions on where and how to get additional masks that will hopefully be homemade here in the community.
For sure, and we'll be doing a push on those, and I know that we've been in discussions with Search as well about their needs, and one of the things we don't want to do, of course, is displace personal protective equipment from our hospital for the frontline staff, but we think we can do both effectively. So one of the other things that, yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, I would add just a friendly reminder to everybody that wearing a mask does not supplant the need to still social distance and stay 6 feet away from other people when you are out in public. It's just one more added precaution. So don't let a mask lull you into a false security that there's protection there. Still maintain that social distance.
Absolutely. Great point. We have an exciting event coming up. It sounds like there is a potential drive-in movie going to happen, and we wanted to remind everyone that the social distancing and sort of sheltering-in-place rules that apply in your home will also apply in your car, and to please don't go and pick up other kids or other family members and put them in your car. That is just the worst-case scenario. You're in a confined space, and there could be a chance that the virus is passed on from one person to another. So make sure that you're maintaining that social distancing during the drive-in and go and enjoy it, but be cautious. And at least other precautions that we're asking people to take just generally while they're out doing stuff?
Certainly, Steve. So the thing that we want to make sure people are understanding, Mayor, is that shelter in place should extend to your vehicle and should also extend to your boat or any other recreational activity that you are involved in. So if you decide to go out on your boat with your family for a nice outing or a weekend or whatever that may be, please make sure that you are not anchoring up with another vessel or meeting people out at another destination someplace just because you happen to be out of town. Everybody needs to make sure that you're continuing to social distance and not getting closer than 6 feet to people or be around other people who are not in your immediate household. So if you decide you want to just take a drive and go out the road and explore, make sure that you're not picking up your buddies or your friends or your family members from another household and driving out the road. And make sure that extends to your boat, or if you're taking a boat up river, or if you are going out in your kayak or your canoe or paddleboarding or whatever it may be, please make sure that you are, if you're recreating, you're socially distancing.
Absolutely. And I think that going outside, I've seen folks walking on the dog trail, and we've had some discussions about trying to sort of come up with traffic flow out on the nature trail. And I think that Kate at Parks and Rec is going to be putting together some recommendations on that. But remember that with your dogs, you should call your dogs back to you or have them on a lead, and then have them wait off to the side. Don't let them get up into other people or even with other dogs, because the virus could be potentially living on them. And although there's not a lot of evidence that shows dogs are affected by the virus, they can be carriers still. So make sure you're just cautious with your pets out on the nature trail or just out in general. I wanted to mention to the community that I did reach out to Myers Chuck yesterday and had a chat with some of the residents, and they're doing fine down there. There's 6 residents currently down at Myers Chuck, and I asked about supplies and how they were doing, and I got back that they're doing fine and they feel well supplied right now. So we'll keep checking in with them, our other community in our borough that's a little ways away. But I just wanted to encourage folks that if there's other folks that are our wilderness neighbors, please check in with them if you can, if there's a way to communicate with them and make sure they're doing okay and that they have the things that they need to be comfortable. It's a neighborly thing to do. Lisa, do you want to add anything on that stuff?
No, I appreciate you reminding everybody that just because we are social distancing doesn't mean that we are socially isolating, so be sure to take advantage of all those electronic opportunities to stay in touch with your loved ones, especially those that may be living alone and aren't able to get out to recreate independently or aren't able to get out for essential errands and are homebound. So make sure you're giving them a call to check in and see how they're doing. Make sure you're having good chats with them, FaceTiming, whatever you may be able to do.
I'm going to remind everyone that we have no cases of known cases of COVID in the community right now, which is fantastic. But it's easy to start to slack off on all the various recommendations and mandates that we have in place, and now is not the time to do that. And we want to remain vigilant and ensure that the virus is held at bay, hopefully on the other side of our borders. And just to let people know, there was a rumor that spread around that there was a case in Petersburg. There was no case in Petersburg. This was actually, the state was reporting on a case that an individual from Petersburg contracted in Washington State, but it was not an actual case from Petersburg. It was a Petersburg resident. So just to let the community know that. And Lisa, what else do we have? I can't remember what else we said we were going to try to cover today.
Mayor, you touched on this just a moment ago, just remaining vigilant to our personal hygiene and our distancing efforts and our shelter-in-place order. The state epidemiologist has said that he believes the apex of the first wave of the coronavirus will hit Alaska toward the end of April. So we're going to see a steady climb until then, and then we will probably have another wave in late May, and then likely another wave in July. So unfortunately, folks, this isn't a sprint. It's a marathon, and we need to get prepared for that. And so we just need to stick in this together and keep social distancing, keep those hygiene measures in place, and hopefully we can flatten that curve to the maximum degree possible.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's our update for today. And again, I want to encourage everyone to remember that another day without COVID on our island means another day for our healthcare professionals to prepare and EMS to prepare for us to find the equipment that we need to take care of the folks that get sick, and another day we don't have somebody suffering with this horrible virus in our community. So thanks to everyone for their efforts so far, and we will chat with you again on Monday. We're going to take the weekend off here, and we'll chat again on Monday. Thanks so much, Wrangell.